There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, I want people to understand the difference between a dictator and the gift of the prophets, okay? The prophets. When you look at the Word of God, you'll see that is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. Okay? That's what it tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29. And when you look in the New Testament, when Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? They said, well, some say that you're one of the old prophets. Some say that you're Jeremiah. Some say that you're Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist raised from the dead. You know, it's interesting that Jesus spoke as one having authority, not as the scribes. So he was an authoritative dude. You know, those that didn't understand actually called him an austere man, a hard man. You know, that's why they went and hid their talents, but that's a different story. We need to understand that the Christ and the Spirit of Christ are not coming and asking for permission the way that we've been taught by the professed church. He's not asking for permission. God gave commandments, not suggestions. And man loves to deconstruct everything God sets up. They love to fall in line with misunderstanding the carnal versus the spiritual. You know, those that understand the things of the Spirit, those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, you know, the Bible says that we're born ministers of the flames of fire. And going back to the gift of the prophet, what does he do? He slays sin. Read the book of Hosea. They confront it. They blow the trumpet to warn the men and women that they're speaking to that the house is on fire and you better get out. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your sin is before a just and a holy God. Repent and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You know, and I want you to understand what a dictator does. A dictator, like what you see in the White House today, a wannabe dictator who was just over in Africa last week telling the African people how he did such a good job and if he ran for a third term, he would win. Right? Was he yelling at them or was he putting a smile on his face, warming up to them, kissing up to them, smiling at them? You know, the Bible tells us that faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Yet that's all we see dictators do is kiss up to the people that it rules over to as it lies to them, as it rules over them. Well, that is until the dictator, he smiles as he transcends law to establish totalitarian government to rule by force, not by law. Is that what you're seeing today? You better bet your bottom dollar that's what you're seeing today. He's not getting in your face telling you the right thing to do. He's not getting in your face telling you to go back to the things of God. Read Deuteronomy 17, Deuteronomy 13 when you get a moment. Tell you the difference between a false prophet and a real prophet. And we're talking about the gifts of prophecy. We're talking about going back to the apostles and the prophets, which are the very foundation of everything that we speak about on this radio program. Because he is the final say. And when I say, by the grace of God, I'm not moving by the grace of God. By what he's established. Because he told me the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And again, as I said earlier, friends, I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. But the difference between a prophet and a dictator is the prophet is blowing the horn and telling you the house is on fire. Get out. Get out. And I know that some of you guys have been so brainwashed by the carnal false gospel in America that you actually believe those that are actually doing their job by the Spirit of Christ, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, that for some reason they're wrong and they're trying to dictate. Nothing can be further from the truth. What does a prophet, or one that actually makes reference to the Word of God, by warning you, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, 2 Corinthians, what does that individual have to profit from you by you hating him if you don't hear through the right vetted ear? Your scorn? Your hatred? Your critique? What does he have to gain? He has God's favor to gain. Because it doesn't come from man, that which he's looking for. Because I desire in this ministry, on this radio program, the praises of God. I care not for the praises of man. If that was the case, I would have stopped the first day. But again, people get it so mixed up and they misunderstand the spirit with the carnality because they follow the lead with fallen man rather than the risen Christ. And then they wonder why they don't get any results. There's no manifestation. There's no bearing witness of the Spirit of God in their life. And I want you, namely those that are standing up and doing something about what's going on out there, to be encouraged, because with you and God, you are the majority. You are the majority. It was John Knox that said, a man with God is always in the majority. He was the Scottish prophet. And they said of that Scottish prophet, Mary, Queen of Scotland, feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. That's the God we're talking about here, friends. And yes, he loves us so much that he warns us. He also loves us so much that he demonstrated his love that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And it was Jesus that said, I keep my Father's commandments, and we're to keep his commandments, and therein is love. I wanted to make the distinction because people are really ignorant to the things of the Spirit of God in this country. They think that a politician that smiles and, well, he says smooth things to them, the way that the false prophets did, the ones that God said, I did not send these men. They think that when he says smooth things, that, well, he must really love them. Well, was it smooth things that Jesus was betrayed by? Yes, it was. He was betrayed by a kiss by Judas. It was better for that man never to be born. Yes, indeed. But to help you make distinction, understand that Jesus was betrayed by a kiss. In America, so are you. If you don't know the difference, so are you. You're being betrayed by a bunch of smiling devils. And we need to make, and I'm just bleeding over into another topic, but we need to identify real leadership in this country when it comes on the scene. And we're beginning to see it. But you're also beginning to hear the prophets that will not compromise. And they're wearing the t-shirts that they don't get along well with others. They'd rather be on God's side than man's side, though they're called to love those that are there to only crucify. We're going to come back, and I'm going to finish up this piece. Folks, I want to lead you into the direction of the end timers, because I promised a couple callers we're going to go to this. And let's hit that up right when we get back. I'll finish up the Sodomites are aiming for your kids, and then we'll jump over to the end timers and what is it that they have to offer the world.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get over to the end timers and what is it that they have to offer you. And I hope people can understand how I'm bringing this about line upon line, precept upon precept, and also from the heart and why I'm saying what I'm saying, because what I see it offering is absolutely nothing but hopelessness. I'm not saying that applies to everybody, but I'm telling you, this is my perspective from doing so many high schools and colleges across the country. And by the way, this is why you're seeing a great falling away from the faith. And I want to tell you why, because they've never been given, or have they never had the faith. That's why they're falling away. But before we do that, we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes here. We have been talking about the sodomites are aiming for your kids. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. And the laws that they mean to use as a shield are fast becoming the spear to overthrow the laws as they intended them to be. And interestingly enough, I wanted you guys to also see that this is happening in public schools in this country today. It's happening in public schools in your country today. And what they just found over in Virginia is they're starting to throw some really twisted curriculum down on the kids just to prove my point as to the very things that I'm talking about right now, friends. And you know, here's the good news. The people in Virginia, the parents, are angry about it. Hey, did you hear me? As long as the parents are just angry about it, you know what, folks? It's the old analogy of the frog in the pot that's being boiled. You're angry about it for a moment, and then you do nothing about it, and then you throw your hands up in the air and say there was nothing that we could do about it. No, there's nothing that you wanted to do about it. And I'm going to tell you this, because I want you to understand again. I was just talking to somebody earlier about this. One of the things that when I first got into ministry, as I said to the Lord, I didn't dictate, I met him on his terms. I desire that you are who you say you are in that word in my life. If you are not going to be that, then I don't want anything to do with this, please. But I have found him to do that. I have found him to be very faithful to every jot and tittle. Remember in the book of, I believe it was in Joshua, the Bible says that he failed not one word of his covenant. See, you can't find in the Word of God anywhere where God is unfaithful to a faithful man or a woman of God in life or in death. You can't find it. I want to tell you why you can't find it, because it's not there. But one thing is, friends, we have to see things through when they're in front of us. We can't just do a little here and a little there and expect God to do the rest. No, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. We have a justice system in this country that is God-ordained, that institution of government, and I praise God for it. It's a good institution. We just need good men that represent that institution. Not more laws, good men. But when things come down, folks, we have to see things through. It's not good enough that we're angry that the radical homosexuals are aiming for our kids in public schools. No, we need to pull the curtain back and deal lawfully with the radical homosexuals and look at the fruit of what they have been doing and then put them in the position where they need to be put. And you'll find in many cases they're going to end up in jail where they belong. And keep in mind, I'm talking about the radicals once again. I'm not talking about the fact that the average homosexual out there, I'm not here to condemn them. That's their choice, not mine. The condemnation, John 3:17, is that they didn't believe in God. And the condemnation is that they love darkness rather than light, lest their deeds should be reproved as they're brought unto God. John 3:18. So if they choose that the wrath of God abides upon them, that's theirs by their choices that they make. Read Romans 6. I desire all men and women to come to repentance, because I know that my Father he's not happy about the fact that men choose to go to hell. And you know what's worse than that is men and women across the United States. God loves me. God loves me no matter what I do. Yeah, he'll love you all the way to hell too. But I want to tell you what God's love does is it gets in your face. It doesn't allow you to go over to the end of the cliff and sit there and blame God when you're in hell. You're the one that made the choice. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, friends. That's their choice. Just to put it into perspective. And herein lies my point. There's gender identity curriculum in Virginia. It angers the parents. So what if it angers you? So what? What's the fruit of the anger? The sap is the fruit of the tree. The fruit is the fruit of the sap. You have to see it through. 9th and 10th graders will be provided definitions for heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, and transgender, and that person deserves to be treated with respect regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Really? It's like this mentally ill individual that the state-controlled media is using concerning Bruce Jenner. You know what? The transgenders like us, we demand respect. No. What you're doing is an abomination. The Bible tells us even if a man wears that which pertains to a woman, it's an abomination. This mentally ill individual has gone way past transgression. And the people behind him are really showing you who they are and what they approve of. Because this is not the will of the people. I run into Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner wants to have a conversation. I'm going to tell him, repent, dude. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Don't get up there with your mentally ill self by the choices that you have made and try to justify them in front of a nation that God has ordained. God has shed his grace upon this nation, and we will survive your abomination. And we will call your abomination for what it is. That is about the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life. And he sits up there in front of the people in this country and talks about how he wants his kids to look to daddy as he's on stage dressed as a woman, and he wanted them to be proud of him. Folks, you have to feed that monster. But this is what they're throwing on your kids in public schools. And parents in Virginia are angry? Who cares if you're angry? What does your anger produce? Justice, it should be. Because again, friends, we're talking about your kids here. Hey, folks, according to the Fairfax County School Board website, the early elementary program emphasizes the importance of families, distinction between good and bad, touch, sources of help, and the importance of friendships. Human sexuality is first introduced into grade 4. Don't you remember what Vladimir Lenin said? Give me your students, your children for 4 years, and I have a communist. Folks, this is confusion to face, and these kids are looking for those that love them enough to stand up and fight for them and show them your love. When I end the show every day, 1 John 3:18, love you by what I do, deeds, not words, that's exactly right. Let's show them how much we love them. I want to say one more thing, and I'm going to close out this piece. Do you realize that if I took the curriculum that the radicals, criminals, are throwing on your kids in the textbooks and health classes? Do you realize that if I went into a public school and read what was in those textbooks, do you realize that I would be thrown in jail? Do you realize that I would be thrown in jail and charged, friends, what they're putting in textbooks in front of the elementary students? And fourth graders, fifth graders, sixth graders. I'm not talking about high school, folks. That's much worse. If I was to even read the content in what they had in those books that they're throwing on your kids right now, I'd be thrown in jail. But if a radical homosexual or lesbian does it, you better not say anything. Do you want to talk about an oppressive system? And this is the government that means to rule over you. And again, I want to reiterate this. This isn't just happening in America, but it shouldn't be happening in America. This should be the last country on the globe to actually be standing down when they should be standing up. You know, my Bible again tells me it's our wisdom before the nations that we obey a just and a holy God, the God of Israel. Amen. Hey, you know, and a side note to that, before I get to my next topic, I want to let you know, too, if you go to that article, it's on Sons of Liberty Media. The sodomites are aiming for your kids. There's no question about it. This is why they will never have a conversation with me. MSNBC, CNN, I don't care who they are. They just accuse, but they never ask any questions. And they know as well as you do, that this is about subjecting our kids to righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth. This is about protecting our kids from what I'm talking about right now. But I want to let you know that there's a video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Teachers Praying on Students, folks. This is teachers on young kids, guys, girls, whatever the case is, heterosexuals as well. It's just as appalling as what I'm talking about right now. Be right back on the other side of this break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Interestingly enough here, friends, you know, one of the things that Christian people do all across the globe is they support Netanyahu in Israel. I want to tell you something. Just the other day I was online, and I've always had checks concerning leaders anyways, because so many of them are placed, they're bought and paid for, and they're playing the game, friends, on a global scale. They are. There's no question about it. And again, I know that the Bible tells us that we're to pray for Israel, and rightfully so. Pray for their peace. Cool. Amen. I'm all about that. But the question, America, is who's Israel? Israel is God's people globally. It doesn't just mean geographically. You know, I just noticed that Netanyahu is promoting the same things that we're seeing Barack Hussein Obama promote in America. Gay pride parades in Israel? Folks, beware of who you're praying for. And beware of how you pray for who you pray for. You should be praying the prayers of David regardless of who you are praying for. But the fact of the matter is, friends, when you look at what's going on over in Israel, what's the difference between there and America, friends? And again, I want you to keep in mind, who is Israel? For clarification, make distinction, friends, that you understand that Israel is God's people. God's people globally. You pray for them. Netanyahu, friends, is promoting the same thing on a global scale that every other leader is on a global scale when it comes to corrupting their nations. gay pride parades, friends, in Israel, huh? And in you're praying that God what's to that country? I might want to read your Bible again. And speaking of reading your Bible again, I promised that I would talk about the what of the end times and these end timers. When I first got saved 20 years ago, I remember hearing about these people and hearing their message of just gloom and doom. No hope. I mean, you listen to their message, friends, you want to go to the local hardware store, get a rope and hang yourself. And I'm not even kidding you. It's hopelessness. And that's the fruit of who these people are. And it's interesting, in Minneapolis they'll have these meetings. They'll have 2,000, 3,000 burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s talking about everything that they should be afraid of. Fearing the consequence rather than fearing the face of God and departing from evil and doing the commandments of God. There it lies right there. And did you notice the cross right in the center of all that? Yep, that's what they mean. That's what they mean for you to forget all about. And in many cases, maybe they don't. Maybe they themselves just have forgotten about it. But I don't understand how that would take place due to the fact that that's the first thing Jesus said is to bear your cross, deny yourself, to take up your cross and follow me. So again, what are the end times? These are the people that are going about crying about every little thing that goes wrong. And instead of correcting the wrong, they look to one another Jesus who will come and rapture them out of where they are. And by the way, the word rapture appears nowhere in the Bible. And I want to tell you what they want to be raptured from. They've been doing it for the last 40 years. And the last 20 years that I've been in the church. They want to be raptured from responsibility. They want to tell you how bad everything is in the world. And they hope that it gets worse so they can be justified. In many cases. These people in their unregenerate state, they know nothing of the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, a lot of these end timers, you'll hear them magnify the devil more than you will the name of Jesus. And just ask to hear their testimony, friends. You're trying to figure out where Jesus is at. Because they magnify all the bad. See, they magnify how bad they were rather than how good Jesus Christ is. I want you end timers to understand one thing. He's not on that cross anymore. He is alive. He is risen. He sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father in power forevermore. Blessed be his name. He is not walking around smacking sheep on the backside with pink little booties on, talking in all effeminate, like a lot of you effeminate wannabe hirelings and whores that preach from the pulpit and you have no business being there. These people look for excuses as to why they should write a book every year about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. These people offer hopelessness and nothing else, and instead of them taking responsibility, and again, keeping the commandments of God, they throw off God's commands as legalistic, treating God's commands as if they're the enemy, instead of showing their love to the one that died for them. And the fruit of that is a Barack Hussein Obama. These are those who the Lord warns about in the book of Psalm chapter 78, verse 5 through 10. Listen carefully. You'll get my meaning real quick. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. What's forgotten about today in America, friends? I just got done sharing over the last hour. Our children. That the generation to come might know them, even their children, what should be born, who should arise and declare to them their children. That they might set their hope in God, not in circumstance or the end times, and not forget the works of God and counter that by magnifying the works of the enemy, but keep his commandments and not the commandments of a tyrant. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation. That's exactly it right there. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a bunch of burnt hippies that don't understand what real love is. No, these are the ones that are just overlooking what they should be dealing with. I see it all day long. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright. I don't see anywhere in Scripture where I'm supposed to magnify the problem. I don't see it, but yet this is all you see. Hey, did you hear about this? Hey, did you hear? Oh, that's another sign of the times. Hey, did you hear about that? Did you hear about this and that and the other thing? Oh, there's no sense. Let's throw our hands up. Let's have another conference. Make a little money on the backside. We'll get a bunch of leaders, not leaders, leading people amiss. Let's get them together and we'll talk about how there's just no hope and there's nothing we can do. Boy, I'm so glad that's not my Jesus. I'm so glad that that is not the Christ. He goes on, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast, fixed in direction with God, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. What's happening, friends? Have you ever seen so many spineless, effeminate men in this country in all of your life? It sickens me. It grosses me out. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. Not fear the consequence of all the bad that's going on in this world. Well, why is that? Because it tells us they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. I would even venture on to say that many of the pulpits today, friends, are a bunch of Vietnam AWOLers. Instead of actually standing up and fighting for their country, they let somebody else do that and they were heading for the border. And if that's you, repent, dude. It's good enough for someone else to sacrifice, but not you, huh? And you want to sit there and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ when it's only an intellectual knowledge that you may have? Let me tell you something. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And it's the Spirit that you don't know. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. Instead of the law converting the soul, see Psalm 19:7, they used fear and the fear of consequence as the fear master to bring them to another Jesus, who is in truth an enemy to our souls and your souls as well. It's cowardice, and it's not Christ. The Bible says that the enemy seeks whom he may devour as he walks about. But the Bible tells me that my big brother is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. It was his foot that broke the back of the serpent, not the other way around. And he did that all on the cross for me and you. Scripture states that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7. But what is worse, it's that these feel fear at every opportunity that they have while they sit there and attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness and fruitlessness. It's gross. That's why they got to have these little secular pizza parties in their churches to try to get 3 kids to show up. And then when they're done eating, they walk out and they laugh at their gospel. They want to show everybody in their communities what Jesus saved them from, yet they're using the very means that they're trying to get the kids away from. What? Who's doing the influencing? These folks, they don't preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming back and there's nothing you can do about it. Baloney. Baloney. They don't preach that we're overcomers, but rather submitters to the next author that writes a book about how bad everything is and that there is no sense in lifting a finger to help our posterity, our kids. They don't preach greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4, because they don't know him. How contrary to the word of God. We've been made more than conquerors through him that loved us. They don't know that because they're still dead in their sin. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Jesus taught his disciples to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and to the hedges, to go to the fields and to reap the harvest. Friends, I've done 360 high schools in this country. You know who my opposition was? The professed church telling me I can't cross lines between church and state, which is nowhere to be found in your founding documents. You want to know why they didn't want me doing it? Because they were guilty as hell for leaving it off. That's why. going to the highways and hedges to them is going overseas and preaching to a bunch of foreign people in a different country, but they could care less about their own kids in their own backyard? Nope, I've seen it firsthand, friends, and what I tell you is the gospel truth. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, thank you for making this the number one radio show on Genesis Communication from 2 to 4 on Saturdays, and making this the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks as well. We've been with Genesis going up, I think, we've been with Genesis for about 4 years now, so we appreciate that. And I also wanted to highlight KELY 1230 AM in Ely, Nevada. KELY 1230 AM in Ely, Nevada. We thank you for your trust and wanted to give you a shout out. They will be picking up the radio broadcast as well. So again, thank you for your trust over there. And friends, for the sake of time, my last segment, I wanted to get to the end of this. We're talking about the end timers right now. And this is my experience with these people too, by the way. I can't go outside of experience, friends, because if I would, then I'm going to be playing the hypocrite like those that I complain about, and I don't want to be a part of that gang. Jesus taught his disciples to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways and the hedges, to go to the fields and reap the harvest. Folks, 28 years of my life, I never had anybody come up to me and tell me about Christ until I went to the state fair in Minnesota, and I had a young individual come up and confront me to my face because he loved me enough and he understood the love of God that today is this day of salvation, you're not promised tomorrow, and he preached in such a fashion. Now, I did remember going to the bathroom at the state fair, Minnesota State Fair, when I was 28 years old, and I remember seeing the four unspiritual laws, the modern gospel, on the top of the toilet paper. roll in the bathroom. That was their that was their boldness. That was their love for the next generation. To drop a track in the bathroom. Not confront, not to preach the whole counsel of God. No, just drop them and get out of there, man. What a bunch of spineless cowards, yeah? Yeah. And by the way, cowards will have their part in the lake of fire as well, and rightfully so. Talking about going to the highways and to the hedges, you know, it was Jesus that said, think not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field. That's today. Not in 3 months, not in 6 months, not in 12 years. We've even been street preaching where one lady said that she was being hid. Oh, really? What are you being hid for? Hid from, lady? Persecutions, trials, and tribulations like us that are up there preaching and getting yelled at by the people because we love them? Yep. But again, folks, these are exposed for what they leave undone. And this is clearly a lack of Christianity. I want people to realize, will the real Jesus stand up? Just read the Bible because he's alive. Again, he's not on that cross. I say to the older generation who teach hopelessness, you will, and rest assured, open your eyes because I'm here to remind you that you're despised for what you leave undone. Because everybody sees your lack thereof. Your faith in Christ is shown to the world. We're called written epistles for all men to read. How are they reading your life? I remember a preacher said some time back, it was the 16th, 17th century, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Of course, he was talking about demonstration, and that's not fully the truth, but I got his point. And I totally agree. You have to ask these end timers what Bible they're reading that they would teach opposite of what Scripture teaches. Instead of fighting the good fight of faith, they jump out of the ring. And they turn to the audience and tell them there's no sense. When I hear these people say the things that they say, because it goes no further than their mouths, friends, I wonder, where is Jesus that they claim that they serve? Where is God in their message? Because when I read the Word of God, I see nowhere, and I said nowhere, again, that we are not promised defeat except in our disobedience towards God. Because again, we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel, but these limit them. Instead, we are to respond to God's commands and take His promises by faith. When I read the book of Psalms, I see where David bore his cross, but God always gave him the victory. He was set as a light to the nations. Read Isaiah 51. My Bible teaches that God is the deliverer, and when we take heed to His Word, pay careful attention to His Word, again, He gives us the victory every time. Now, folks, really quick, can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it, it's all over with. Jesus is coming, get us out of here. Rest assured, there was that group preaching a hopeless, false gospel, but there was, praise God, 56 men, the Black Robe Regiment, who were feared by the tyrant King George, that made way and plowed the paths for our forefathers to establish. Our preachers, the Black Robe Regiment, the unsung heroes, were the real heroes of our revolution. Along with 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population. But folks, they didn't. They stood up. Our forefathers responded to God. They took heed unto Him, and He bestowed upon them the victory throughout the Revolutionary War. 239 years later, here we're here to talk about it. You know, no king but King Jesus with flags waving, appeal to heaven. Remember that? Yeah, I got one at home now. It's pretty cool. These were the flags that they were flying. They saw their responsibility and answered the call. In America, we can call upon the God of our forefathers just like they did. And I want to remind you that His name is Jesus. And He will answer. But you must respond to His written word. Jeremiah 33, 14 through 15 says, behold, the days come concerning our forefathers. This is the answer. This is the manifestation of the promise. We're in it right now. Thus saith the Lord, I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. What is it that you see right under Moses on the Supreme Court chambers? Justice, the guardian of liberty. Our forefathers did not lay down. They stood up. They fought. They fought and secured their posterity. That would be me and you. They didn't fall to circumstance. They sought God, and God heard, answered, and set the record straight that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God showed Himself strong on their behalf. Our forefathers pledged the high cost of their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor, and paid with their blood to redeem us through their sacrifice, and we can call them blessed. First, Christ on the cross, in the spiritual, and in the natural, we see through our forefathers. First the natural, then to teach you the spiritual lesson. And the way that we express our gratitude to these that gave so much is to honor them with our actions, 1 John 3:18, by magnifying what they died for. And remember what John Adams rightly said. He said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." So you that preach eschatology, you know what? We don't have time for that right now. We have to take responsibility and stand up. Because we're all going to stand there on Judgment Day and we're going to say it was he, Satan himself, the great deluder, that deceived the nations. America, you're winning the day if you'd only realize it and take God at his word.
And even Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, he said, even if I knew that tomorrow...
No, Martin Luther,
excuse me. Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would end, he said, I would still plant my apple tree. We understand the signs of time.
I'd take a bite in one of those apples right now.
That's right. And you know what? We have a job to do, and we can tell that by what we're seeing in our nation today, and that's what we're doing at the Sons of Liberty. And for those of you who have been listening to the show today and feeling, wow, this is great content. It's stuff that we don't always want to hear, but it's stuff that's needful and necessary for us to hear to motivate us to action, to do that which the Lord has called us to do, namely to seek and save that which is lost, and also to make sure that we restore our God-given republic. And for those of you who want to be a part of doing that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners out there, for our new radio stations who have picked up the Sons of Liberty, what that means is you donate on a monthly basis to support this message getting out there across the nation. We're not just sitting behind the mic in the studio. We are literally going to all four corners of the United States preaching this message. We're going to be doing 12 days of the Minnesota State Fair coming up here at the end of August through September. Also making our way out to Texas in September, doing a larger girls event here in October. Then out on the East Coast, Lord willing, again in November. So things are rolling forward and we are doing a job that not very many people are willing.
And we're really the ministry that people pick up to say things that they themselves don't want to say.
Exactly. They're the kind of people who remind me, they sit on the radio show and listen to you and say, God, I love that guy. He just says it like it is.
Or
he
says I hate that guy.
Exactly. You're going to either love him or hate him, I think, is definitely the point. But the point is people are like, I just love the fact that he's just speaking the truth, what America needs to hear, because the Lord's word's working through you to prick the hearts of men. And if your heart has been pricked and you feel sincere, like, wow, I've been touched by God, because I know this is what I need to hear. In fact, we had one response from a guy not too long ago who said, boy, I feel ashamed every time I listen to the show, and I should, he said, because he knew his responsibility and what he was falling short with. For those that say, listen, I want to be a part of bringing this message to the nation. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you can't faithfully give on a monthly basis, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button that says donations, gratefully received, and you can make a secure one-time donation as well.
Oh, by the way, my son just posted a picture of a mule. And Sam, as I'm looking at him, he's the producer of the show here. Why the long face? I don't understand. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon. See ya!
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Chief Non-Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.